en Puerto Rico. Falcón y Nathan.
The problem is not with your radio, and nothing is screwing up the stream. This time, that's just us, busting up whatever is on the air now for deep night ticket fun. Live from the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All righty then. It is 9:30-ish here on Sports Radio 96.7, The Ticket. This is the Musers Woodford Reserve, or Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound. And we are live in the evening. We took about a 40-minute break to get our minds right.
Some have scurried off to bed already.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really understand the one that scurried off earliest. But I do, if you look at it from other angles. But
that's earlier than Dan typically goes to bed.
We have lost a comrade. We lost him around 8:45. It was Dan McDowell.
I think we lost him about 7:45.
Oh, are you serious?
Well, he was here.
He was here, but his body went to bed at 8:45.
Wow. That's kind of unbelievable. Yes, Dave,
yeah.
As you will find out over the next few days, George is very demanding and demonstrative when talking about his own celebrity.
George's name was just mentioned on the Rangers broadcast, so he's really feeling himself right now.
Okay.
I was misunderstood. I was telling everyone to be quiet, not because Dave Raymond said my name.
Here's what happened.
I wanted to hear what he had what the umpire said today.
No. So here's what happened.
This is false.
First off, you were way too excited about this home run thing, like all day. You were.
No one can answer my question.
Right.
Except, including you. Home run. Clearly home run.
Over the wall?
Over the wall?
Did it go over the wall? Did it go over the wall?
Yeah, Corby, but it hit the... I don't care. That's all I got out of you.
I know!
Dave Raymond went to work today.
Mm-hmm.
And he got to go downstairs and went into the umpire dressing room, and they watched it. He watched it with the home plate umpire.
Right.
And he said that should have been a ground rule double. I was right.
Okay, well, forget about you being right. That's not the point.
That's all I care about.
The point is that you talked about it so much that it was really suspicious, and then the sound was down on the TV, but yet somehow you knew that they were about to talk about that because they showed it. They showed it. That's why.
Yeah.
And you go... And you were like, oh, here we go. And I'm like, what are they saying? You go, turn it up.
Right.
The second that we turned it up, Dave Raymond goes, George Dunham of the Musers and I were speaking earlier today. Like, it was like a movie. Seriously. Hey, guys, turn that up.
And the loudest home run of the year got hit against the Rangers.
Yeah.
440-something feet.
Well, I'll tell you what.
My parlor busted.
This is crap.
We're still battling.
You do not lose a game like this.
It could trickle down, you know.
And
well, you're going to be ripping Bochy in the morning, right?
So I gave George the opportunity for $1,000. But every segment tomorrow, starting at 5:30, he has to say, and you know what? That effing Bruce Bochy sucks.
But I have to say the word.
Yeah, but he has to get dumped.
You have to say the word.
You know
and
how
get dumped.
Mad Craig and Gordon will get after like the second time I say it?
Well, that's not my problem.
And besides, I have way too much baseball credibility after tonight to go on in the morning and say something like that.
Full credit,
you were right. It should have been called a ground ball.
Thank you, Davey. Thank you.
Poop.
Did you have the Rangers too?
Yeah.
Over?
Oh, it's done?
Just the Rangers.
Okay, welcome to Diamond Talk.
And in my NBA parlay.
Well, we're good on – well, I'm good on NBA.
Yeah. I am too. Blow me up.
I'll win one.
No, I'm not. What's up, bro?
How are your Celtics doing, Donovan?
Hey, man. They're not my Celtics.
They were tonight.
I just tried to buck the trend. Everybody in Miami.
Hey, are you going to go see
Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid?
Absolutely.
The heck with that.
How am I going to tell my daughter she's
for
Little Mermaid? What are you talking about?
They just showed a commercial for Little Mermaid, the live-action remake.
You're not going to see it.
They have a sister playing Ariel.
I support.
Yeah, I read about that. That's not enough to get
you guys
to
see
the
preview for Strays, where Will Ferrell voices the
dog. Oh, yeah, dude.
Jamie Foxx does another.
It is.
That looks great.
So when we, I can't remember what movie it was that
it was
at. It was
Cocaine Bear, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Cocaine Bear. And they showed the Red Tube trailer to that. And I was like, because at first it wasn't dogs.
Red Band trailer, not Red Tube.
Yeah, I know. But at first it was just.
Red Tube is different.
Yeah, at first it was just dogs. Yeah. And you're kind of like, okay, let's go. There's Will Ferrell's voice. Oh, it's Jamie Foxx. And then it's like, you mother effer, whatever. You're like, whoa. And then
it's
just
rated
gets
R.
Crazier and crazier.
That's so messed up because so many kids are going to see the previews and think, oh, let's go see that.
Yeah.
You can't take your 8-year-old to that.
But they're going to have to learn sometime.
It's true.
They're going to start cursing sometime. You might as well be around them.
Yeah.
Just like if they take their first drink, you would love for it to be around you.
Right.
So you can make sure everything is okay. We've talked about that on our show about when was the first time you remember cursing. Because I remember in elementary school, summer of fifth grade, everything was fine. We were in this class where we had four guys in my grade. And then the school year, sixth grade, he had the filthiest mouth you could ever hear. And it was really the first time I've been around anyone just cursing up a storm for
no
reason.
But you could destroy the lunchroom, though, if you had a couple of well-timed customers.
I know, right.
Everyone would fall out.
You're holding court, right.
Yeah.
But I probably didn't do that until maybe eighth grade, but it really wasn't consistent until high school. Maybe like second, third year of high school is when I fully started just cursing. College, I was relentless.
I remember the first time my dad heard me cuss, and it was a sports moment, and it was awesome. Because Mark Aguirre scored 27 points against the Rockets in the first quarter, and like one of his three-pointers was a total like 40-foot heat check, which you didn't see back then.
No.
Like now. And he made it, and I jumped off the couch and was like, holy S! But I was like 15.
Ninth grade, 10th grade?
Yeah, he was just like, slow down. Yeah, right.
I remember the first time I got in trouble for cussing was in fifth grade, and I was in my class in elementary school, and my friend had a desk opposite me, and he had a little crayon stump. You know, it was maybe like, you know, a third of a crayon.
Yeah.
And he flicked it like a paper football, and it hit me square in the forehead. And it hurt so bad, I just instinctively yelled, O.S. And I got sent to the principal's office. And
Suspended,
yeah.
My saintly grandmother would tell you that S was not a curse word, but you couldn't say it around
her. I heard you saying that today.
I don't know.
How was that not a cuss word?
No clue. But she would never say anything else. But she would throw
down
an S-bomb.
Yeah. You guys couldn't say it.
Well, if it's not a curse word, then I can say it. Like, no, you can't. But brilliant. She'd throw it down. But my parents don't curse.
I don't know if my mom has ever said a curse word.
Oh, yeah. I'm behind serious. Your back, she
my
has.
My mom never
no,
said.
There's
well,
no
you're
way.
Not around. Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, there's
both
no
C
way.
Words, all of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom's
so
one.
His C was in my seat.
Okay.
I heard my mom say one and my dad say one. My
this
entire
is
life.
So foreign to me.
Different generation, man. It's so weird.
Yeah, I heard my dad say the S word. We were driving to the OU Baylor game in 1974, and he missed the exit. And he went, oh, and then dropped the S-bomb.
You're like,
I tensed up. I was so scared. Like, I thought, I've never seen him this mad.
He has just lost his
couldn't
mind.
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
And my mom, who was a nun, never cussed. But one time when we were adult children, we were, you know, 20, 25 at the time. And she was getting frustrated about something. We were all in the kitchen and having a conversation. And she said, oh, that's just a bunch of, and she dropped the S-bomb, and everybody froze, 5 seconds of silence, then everybody died laughing, including her.
I wonder why that's the go-to, because you just, like, I've never heard my parents say F or anything like that, but they definitely said
S. I don't think my parents ever used the F word.
I remember my dad flipping someone off. I was probably in second grade, and we were leaving a Ranger game. as I'm pointing at the Celtics Heat game. but yeah, we were leaving a Ranger game, and somebody cut in front of him, like as we were.
Why is this back to 0-0?
I don't know.
Oh, they reset
Did you
the game.
Start it over?
Reset it?
Started the game over, yeah.
Celtics got pissed and they said, hey, start it over.
Rage quit. Right,
unplugged it.
But yeah, somebody cut him off and he.
Reset.
He flipped the guy off. Like, and I was just like, oh my God. He just said the F word.
You know he's capable.
Signed it. He signed the F word.
No, I never heard my dad go with the real rough. I mean, he was always, you know. Damn, hell, crap.
Barry
but
Cruz.
He was in World War II. You're telling me they didn't drop F-bombs
yes.
back then?
Yes, all the time.
And they
that's
had
when
to
they came
learned.
Up with FUBAR, right?
Had but they learn. Just, no one did it in front of their family.
Right.
Ever.
Just around the guys.
And always around the guys, yeah. Yeah, they never took dumps in front of their wives.
Yeah, this is all very foreign to me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you'd be lost. That generation. They would be sickened by you.
Yeah, I just mean, yeah, language was not a...
I wonder if I would have done the same thing just knowing how I talk now. Like, I let them go. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I wonder if I would do the same thing if I had kids around.
I don't curse in front of the kid because it happened once, and she had about a six-month streak where she would just go, F it. F it. Really? F it. She heard me say it.
Man.
She heard me say it once.
Wow.
I could count on one hand the number of times she's heard me say a curse word.
That's all it takes is that one time.
She heard one time, and she was saying it exactly how I say it. Like, wow, I have it.
You know, my older kids
used
to slip in front of my youngest, you know, because they're considerably older, so they would drop some words, and then they would know that if he repeated it, they would get in trouble. So they would deprogram him with words that go like, you know, glassware, table, curtain. What did I just say? Curtain, glassware, table.
I like
What's
that.
The other word? I don't know. Okay, good. Deprogram him on the spot.
But even now, around my parents,
5-0.
I will say excuse my French if I want to throw in a curse word, but it's always comedy related. It's not, you know, upset or anything like that.
I'm going to start working in glassware.
Huh?
Yeah, glassware.
Oh, glassware.
You don't MF in front of your parents.
No, either. No. Okay. That's what I'm saying. No, okay. it will be mild curse words. Even now, and I'm grown. And I
may have
do it.
MF'd in front of my mom.
Oh, no.
I think
the
like
worst
when
person
I,
to say that. In front
like,
of.
Like when I was like setting up her TV or something, there was like something was messed up, and I would just under my breath MF'er, you know.
Yeah. That's understandable.
It's with her getting in the car, and if you're listening to your music, where I will say, hey, you know.
You're going to hear
just excuse
things,
it. Yeah, you may hear a church song one time, and then I'll next is blow the whistle with ass shaking and booty popping and all
yeah,
that.
You're just over there going.
Again, once you've had to read a list of every one of the worst sex acts.
All right, retell the story.
Out loud.
Because I can't even remember.
Oh, man.
I can't even remember.
Oh.
Everything's pretty much on the table.
So how old were you?
Either 15 or 16.
You had to read
and
the
buddy's
Urban Dictionary to your parents?
Pretty close, except I wrote it. Yeah, so we
oh
had
boy.
This. We had the people had started becoming active, right? And
let's come up with a point system.
Exactly, right? So we'll list out every act. Ones that we'd never done but heard of or seen. And I wrote it all out. And... this never actually took place. Like, we never acted on this because it got busted too early. But within, like, the first week, I left my backpack on a lunch table, and a girl who was in, I believe, the grade below us, who was a target, let's just put it like that, for points, she took the
paper. What was her point value? Do you remember?
Well, it wasn't by the person. It was by,
oh,
the,
by the
by
act.
The act.
Oh, yeah.
God, George.
She was on the target list.
Okay.
You guys had prospects of mock draft?
Sure. She took the paper out of my bag and photocopied it, like, dozens of times. And they were in the hallway. They were
Did
everywhere.
Your heart explode?
Yeah, and so I had written it, but there were four or five of us that had signed it.
You know, like with
right, like the Declaration of Independence.
So at least I was
founding fathers of the league.
I wasn't exactly
the preamble to the Sex Act.
Seriously, why are you signing it?
Y'all put on 1700 waves, you know, yeah, the whole thing.
Gavel. Piece of Paris.
Yeah. We the people.
Spill a little blood on it.
How did she get it out of your bag? She went rummaging through your backpack or your bag?
Yeah. But they had heard about it at that point.
So she was looking for
it. I think so. Okay. Yeah,
what
it was
what a narc.
High-value
well,
target.
How could you, at that point, when you know that your people are onto it, how do you leave your backpack?
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Your backpack.
I know you're not thinking.
15, 16 years
so
old.
So how? Man. Okay, so then the school notified your parents.
No. So somehow, after I thought I had disposed of all of them, one of them ended up in my mom's mailbox. My mom and stepdad's mailbox. And I'm fuzzy on the details of this, but I went to a Maverick game that night with my stepdad and my brother, and it was the night, it was a playoff game, that the Mavericks scored like 81 in the first half against Sacramento. I want to say Chris Webber got hurt.
Early 2000s?
Yeah, like 2002 maybe.
Yeah, two or three.
Yeah, and so maybe I was 17, but we called my mom on the way home. Like, hey, we're leaving the game. And my stepdad's like, your mom wants to talk to you. And she's like, I can't. She said, yeah, I'll be up waiting for you when you get home. Like, I found it. And I knew. Because I'd gone through what I went through that day.
The Declaration of Independence that she had found.
Yeah,
how,
at school.
How many days after rat torture was misplaced did she find it?
It was that night. So it came out of my bag at school. I'm like, all right, I'm clear. Went to the Maverick game.
Mavs win.
Yeah, huge win. Everyone's booing Chris Webber. And then when I got home, she was up. You know, so it was 1:30 in the morning. And she was up. And she looked like she'd been crying for like 6 hours. And she had it crumbled up, and she just kind of threw it at me. And I picked it up, and I'm like, ah, well, I'm dead. You know, literally.
Porno!
Yeah. So then.
Did she say, how many points am I, Jacob?
Oh my God. Okay, you know what?
It was bad enough.
Hang on with that. We'll finish the story when we come back.
I don't want to.
It's the Wolford Reserve Music Ticket Camp Bounce, the Deep Night Here ticket.
What happens on the Deep Night Ticket stays between P1s on the Deep Night Ticket during the Woodford Reserve Music Ticket Camp Out. Brought to you by Hagwood Property Tax Consultants and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310.
God, not heard that song in years.
Year?
What a terrible
late 90s?
Song. Yeah. Although,
it was
that old James
kind of
Bond sounding
guitar. Yeah, it was
guitar.
Kind of a banger.
Yeah. Okay. Almost 10 o'clock, live at the Musers Compound. The Woodford Reserve Musers Compound.
Let's put the porno on.
We got to hear the end of Jack's story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to finish your story.
So,
found the list of acts that were worth points.
Home
she
from the
said,
Mavs game.
We'll talk in the morning. And that was about 4 hours later. And she entered. No, she called me downstairs to like their office, and I went in there. I don't think she had slept. She looked like she had been crying the entire night. And again, at this point, I should probably include that like I was going to youth group at their behest.
Were you a bad kid?
I was not a bad kid, but kids were starting to fool around or have sex at 15.
I had a taint rubbed on my face.
That was in football.
But they were under the illusion that you were
like
a good
kid. Yeah,
they
made me go. I did not want to be there. I was not friends with anybody there, but they made me go.
Yeah, but regardless whether or not they made you, they thought that you were on the right path.
And I made good grades and that sort of thing, but the idea of like being sexually active was nowhere in their minds at all. Right? So she had the paper. And now it was kind of straightened out. She handed it to me, and she was like, read it. And I'm
No.
I mean, that's not.
How many different values were there?
Probably 7 or 8. And again, it was like mostly things that I had seen, not actually.
Num, num, num.
Yeah, so I mean, there was some gnarly stuff in there. Right? Things that,
Like Urban Worse Dictionary stuff?
No, but like things that involved non-conventional lovemaking.
Slavery!
slavery. What?
No.
So there was something porn. Worse than the four-pointer?
There was butt talk.
Oh, man.
You know?
You still have the list?
You know what? I think a buddy of mine actually...
Get rid of that.
Does have a copy.
No, we needed a ticket
well,
stock.
He's a grown man
in
now.
The in the museum.
No, no, we can
light,
actually.
A light up on
yeah.
it.
We could actually do it.
Yeah, I love it's that. Behind like UV glass, like yeah, the Declaration right, yeah. of Independence.
Or like the first 5,000 people at ticket stock right. get their own.
But then
laminated version. Yeah.
It's transported by the Stanley Cup
Catherine
guy.
Catherine Zeta-Jones to come trying to steal it. Going under the lasers. Trying to get it.
So like Cleveland Steamer type stuff?
No,
like
I mean, it was real thing. It was real things, but things still that, like, if you have to read TF 4 points out loud to your mom.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Or, you know, there was a part where I think we included the butt thing, and I put in parentheses, like, this is for you, such and such, and I filled in a guy's name, like, who always talked about that. My mom was good friends with his mom.
Did you at least have the defense of, Mom, you know, guys would be guys. This is just a list.
There was not a whole lot of time for the defense to present a case.
Just, we're just like, joking.
I know this is crazy, but in 20 years, this guy's going to be president. This is all going to be. That was bad. And
grab him by the
in the week, I think, prior to that, I had started.
Yeah, was that on there?
I still don't know what that is.
That's third base.
I still don't know what that
is. I thought that was third base.
Yeah, but
it's grab them by
aggressive
like,
third base.
I had started to date this girl who was a year older than I was, and she was really cool and mature. She was, you know, she was into music, and I got
loved Jimi Hendrix.
I got grounded for a month or 6 weeks. Like I didn't leave the house except for school or sports, and I had to call her and tell her. You know, she was maybe 18, and I was 16.
You tell like,
she didn't have time for a guy like, who's I'm grounded.
Grounded. Yeah, it was a back.
She probably wasn't that impressed with the list either.
She thought it was funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. She was. Right. I think she was a senior.
Let's
yeah.
do them all.
Trying to make sure.
Yeah, it was a tough scene. Very tough scene.
You won your first place.
One of my best friends from high school, or growing up, like kindergarten on, so we get to be like 16 or whatever, and he lives right up the street, like less than a minute walking up to his house.
Is this Tamberlin?
No, it's not Tamberlin.
This is Goddard.
It is not. Would it surprise you if his name was Ellington?
His like, first name?
It's last.
Okay. I feel like he's come up a few times.
Ellington definitely has. But his mom called me, and it's, you know, like 4:00 in the afternoon or whatever. And I was like, hey, Ms. Ellington. She's like, can you come up to the house? And I'm like, for what? She's like, well, Steve's in there with blankety blank with this girl, and I just don't know what to do to keep them from having sex. I need you to come up there.
How weird.
I need you to C block.
And I'm like, I can't do that.
With a hose?
And she's like,
I need you to go in there with
dogs and
garden
hose and
spray them all.
Please, please come up. And I think she offered like a
sandwich.
Basically, like food. I'll give you whatever, and I'm like, all right, I'll come up there. So I go up there, and like, it's like two horny cats, like they're in there playing in television or whatever, like totally making out, you know. And I'm like, hey, what's up, you know? And she was a
sturdy,
to a point.
She maybe. Do the shot put or the discus.
But after, like...
Your friend was hoping for a four-pointer.
Yeah. Jeez. Literally, after, like, 5 minutes being up there, it was so uncomfortable. I was just like, I gotta get out of here.
Your friend probably hated you being...
Totally.
Ellington probably hated
you. Oh, yeah, totally.
Or did you just kind of slowly take your shirt off while they were playing?
Right. I'll be over here.
But I did say it was like Banyan Seinfeld.
Jokes on you, Mom.
Now all three of us. Now go make us a sandwich.
I did tell her. I go, look, I'm out of here, but you owe me food.
Yeah.
You owe me food.
There's
a
debt to be paid.
But make sure you knock before you come in, Mom. We may be busy. Guys, I have breaking news.
Uh-oh. Betting update.
We have breaking news. We have our first participant eliminated.
What?
Norm?
Someone bet the farm?
Norm is at zero.
Oh, no. What did he bet? No.
Yes.
Norm confidently put 50 on the Celtics and 50 on the Rangers.
Oh, no.
And he is at $0.
He moneylined both of them?
No.
Yes. No, he laid the points.
Yeah, he laid
for
the
Boston.
Points for Boston, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he's out. Oh, we do have four players in plus money. They are in fourth place, Dave Lane, 120.45. And tied for second, and I believe these guys know each other, it is George and Craig at 145.45.
All right.
And the
Dan has to be in.
The leader with a outright win on the Heat, but he only went
$25. Oh, no.
So Dan.
He's at 163.50.
He could have been so far ahead.
Yes, he could have.
So what are the other losers at?
Let's I'm at 50. See. I'm at 50. Donovan's at 50. Let's see.
I'm at 50.
Jake, probably in the 35
or something. 72,
73. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
So can I Bob in the morning bet on
Killers at 75?
Bet on a 7 a.m. golf matchup.
How are you going to get up for a 7 a.m.?
Have to be awake.
Okay, but you have
Dan
to place
the bet 2 hours ago. I'm saying right now.
You have to get it in
now.
Yeah,
you have to get it in before.
But can I bet that? And then roll that into a 2 o'clock premiership game or whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can do
whatever. Okay, you can do whatever.
Want.
You can keep going.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're Norm. Then you
we're like
out can. Yeah.
We're like how, out back here. No rules, just right.
Okay.
How are we betting the golf?
Well, there are several online places that allow you to bet Thursday matches where you can find, like I took John Rahm to beat Scottie Scheffler straight up.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't have to be paired or anything like that. You just
pick you got to find the bet on the
menu.
Internet.
That's set by the book, right?
Gotcha. Yes. Many are out there. Dan took Rory over Koepka.
I took Koepka over Rory.
Is there any kind of a line, or is it just straight?
There's usually a half stroke here or there. Yeah.
Wait, did you take
Scheffler
over Rahm? So we have head-to-head in both golf matches.
For $10 on that one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at a little cute $10.
Did I miss anybody?
Line it all up.
Let's see. Corby's at 50. Donovan's at 50. I'm at 50. Norm's out. Killer's at 75. Gordon has not played.
He won't.
I'm going to guess he won't. I think that's everybody in our game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a bad little start.
So Norm will not win our little battle here.
Folks,
and Norm,
ironic after the replay today.
And he's also very likely to be the only player who will not move his money digitally. He has a wad of $100 ready to present.
Yeah, he was holding that up to you like you were a stripper.
Well, I guess, yes, he was holding the money and offering
what
it
to me.
What
do you want me to take off first?
He's the ticket's Michael Jordan.
Yes, I just started taking off clothes. I didn't know what else to do.
But you could just tease Norm. He's just used to give a little leg and take it back.
Dumb scenario.
Let's give a little leg.
Bob, Norm is like Michael Jordan.
Solid
remember
number two.
When we played golf with Jordan and the guy out at Sandpiper told us that Jordan had a guy in the parking lot in a car that his job was to pay any debts that Jordan had on the golf course that day.
What an amazing.
And so whoever he's playing with, if he lost money to them that day, then they would go out to that guy in the parking lot, and he would open up the trunk, and there was some cash there, and he'd pay out
Jordan's
debts.
Have you heard this Jordan-Jamal Crawford story? I hope I didn't get whatever it is. But they were saying they were
sacked.
Yeah, sacked. But they played for money first, but it wasn't enough. And then he asked Jamal Crawford about what kind of car did he have in the parking lot, and he said a Benz. And Jordan had like a Ferrari or something, so they played for that. Jordan won, changed the plates on Crawford's car, and drove off with the Benz. I was like, man, I've never heard that before. I hope I wasn't getting sacked, but what a great story that was. Jordan had no mercy on anybody. Hey.
See, I don't understand how Jordan would still get the juice out of betting money when it's limitless.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
He don't want to turn loose of it, even though he knows he
has. Why was
I get
he,
the competitive thing, but if you're...
Why was he playing the usher with the quarters or whatever?
What if you're
that's
what if
true.
You're
then don't ever bet money.
What if you're trying to gather all the money in the world?
It's an interesting strategy.
From everybody.
Yeah.
Then you can't have any out.
Drink their milkshake.
Would that be a good gig to be Jordan's money guy?
Yes.
That'd be some pressure, though, because
For what? It's not your money.
I know, but look at all that money you're responsible for.
And you're maybe a target.
Someone finds out about the fact that you got a trunk full of cash.
I'm sure Jordan takes care of him like a mother.
I was wondering how much that dude makes.
What do you think Roosevelt made?
A couple of hundred.
Yeah. I bet he did well. Do you think Jerry's ever taken money from somebody at a golf course?
No. Jerry didn't play golf.
No.
Ever?
No, they have briefcases of money to give out to other people that are out.
Jerry's one of the very few ultra rich that never played golf. Well, Cuban doesn't
either. Do we know he never did?
Yeah, he never played.
Huh. That's kind of an upset. He didn't have time.
Yeah, he's too busy snapping necks and cashing checks.
Going to the X Games.
Only the winter X Games, Jake.
It's true, which fell during, the Senior Bowl?
Yeah, the Senior Bowl.
Did you guys hear they had to cancel a rookie minicamp practice because of cleanup for the ACM awards?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Football comes first out there.
Somebody forgot we had rookie minicamp. Oh, no.
But just the night we were out when Jared got arrested in San Antonio, and Jerry is at the bar trying to climb on it and dancing with everybody that's around, and you just never see any of those videos come out at all.
No.
Like, I wonder if there's someone with this. Here, man. Here's a stack. Just don't show the video. Here's a stack. Like, I wonder how much money that they've just given out on a particular night when they go out on the bus somewhere.
Yeah.
That time we were in Tampa, and the bus was in front of the shake joint we went to. Like, they take the bus.
Was Blandino there?
Oh.
Definitely. Mons Venus.
God. That we ran out of. It was so gross. Remember that? We were like,
what do you mean by gross?
Snitch. It was gross.
Jeez. Oh, okay.
Who played that?
That was a Reiner-led expedition. It was just like, I'm... Bleh. Okay.
Yeah. Hardline 1.0 was definitely into strip clubs.
God, they loved him. They absolutely loved him.
That's where we went for Hammer's birthday, the first Super Bowl.
Man, I was there for a long time. I haven't been in a long time, but I was right there.
What was the ticket function that was at Cabaret Royale that one time? They were a sponsor. Oh, yeah, they were
watching a fight.
It was a fight-watching party.
Yeah.
Yeah, a Tyson fight, I think. Yeah.
That was weird.
That was weird.
What's so weird about it?
My wife was there.
Yeah, his wife was getting worked up.
No, it wasn't that.
It was they left in a hurry.
No matter what the ladies tell you, they can think they'll be grossed out about it, but if you take them there,
it was a Tyson fight, and I said, you know, all the guys are over at this place.
I
kind of want to see the Tyson fight. Well, what place? It's, strip club. Okay, let's go.
Heck yeah.
I was like, okay.
Yeah, you went 12 rounds when you got home, too, didn't you?
I don't know. I do remember Grego.
Can't wait.
Though was,
how am I supposed to get a lap dance? She's here. 3 feet away from me.
I said, Greg, go just do your thing. It's all right.
She's here.
The fight lasted like 30 seconds, too.
Was that the Peter McNeely? Was that the first one out of?
I want to say it was his comeback from prison.
The jail? Okay, because I went to I went to the movie theater to see that one, and you're all hype and excited.
Yeah,
it goes 91 seconds.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
It's unreal how can't miss those Holyfield fights were. Like, that still has to be a record for eyeballs on a boxing match. Although, what was it on? Was it HBO or something?
It was pay-per-view. Yeah.
But back then, they would show it 3 days later on HBO, right?
A week later.
It was always a week later.
Yeah. What if that's the bet payoff? Picks with friends. Week straight. 3 hours. Shake joint. Every day.
Oh.
3 hours?
3 hours.
Okay.
But
I think I'd rather do
George!
That.
He has his theme song when he walks in.
Boom, boom, boom. It's by day three, he's walking up. Is this guy bothering you?
It's the big man.
Kind of intervening.
And on the final
taking care of the girls.
Now on the main stage, Giorgio.
Let's really start getting into it. Start Magic Mic-ing it.
And it's a Chris Stapleton song. You have to
real slow. Yeah, yeah, but he's just, it's a cowboy hat and a Speedo. That's all he has on.
Tennessee whiskey. Yeah. And he's just
you know
he's,
what?
He's like the naked cowboy in Times Square.
I guarantee you there's a strip bar owner that if you wanted that to be the bet payoff, picks with friends,
oh,
that the loser has to dance, do one evening of dances with just a Speedo and a cowboy hat.
With a room full of guys.
A bunch of guys in DAC jerseys.
Who is this?
Or you have to do the DJ shift. So 4 hours, you're playing.
Oh,
the
I do
hits.
That. I do that.
So everybody, make sure you get a drink.
But
the
I would
bar,
play all Wilco and right. Tyler Childers and
suicide
stuff
music.
They really couldn't get into
suicide music. Elliot Smith music.
This okay. is music to stab yourself in the heart, dude.
Remember that for bet payoff for next year.
No.
It's not bad.
No.
You're up there for like 2 minutes.
Either one. Either
and
the
you get to
guys
see
place, the LeBaire place.
Yeah,
award,
man.
Which would be
the
worse.
Best.
Being in I think the worst one would be at the topless bar.
Yeah.
Instead of like LeBaire.
Yeah.
That'd be worse.
Yeah, but if together. If everybody knew you were dancing,
yeah.
then you'd have men and women.
See, that's...
You'd have, it'd be yeah. packed.
And you'd have yeah. P1s,
yeah.
right? So,
yeah.
like, when we did stand-up comedy, we didn't advertise...
P1s putting dollars...
Oh, yeah, you might clean up.
Oh,
when
man.
We did stand-up, we didn't announce it. So the crowd, you know, it was a full crowd for another comic, but they didn't know it was us, so it was infinitely more difficult.
Could you right. imagine the work that we would all put in on it if that was the bet payoff?
Well, I think you would.
You sound excited, man.
No, I'm just saying. I would not want to do that.
All right, let's.
Oh, I thought you meant the work on the dance.
Let's think about.
Kinda,
oh, no.
I was excited.
Let's think about George shaking his ass on the stage, and we'll come back to the Deep Night Ticket next.